they got the speaker kind of turned this way, and I've got this mic on. We're having a problem on, or at least with me, on Sundays not being able to hear the vocals very well. So we're hoping that maybe this might help a little bit. Today's message is, am I humble enough? Think about that. Am I humble enough? What does it mean to be humble? In Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 5, it says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility considers others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only at your own interest, but also the interest of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this day, Father. As we talk about humility, Lord, may I be a humble servant in front of you, Lord. That may you use me and guide me, Father. May it be your words, not mine, spoken, Father. May I be the one that is just left lowly, Father, that I reach up to you and I seek your guidance in all that I do. In Jesus' name, amen. God has a plan for everyone. However, it can only be filled when you totally depend upon God. This is only possible when we live a life of humility. It is humility that says, I am a sinner and I need to be saved. It is humility that is the beginning of wisdom. And only those that are humble understand the truth of the kingdom. No one, on the other hand, who is proud will ever have God's grace or anything from God. Pride says, I can do it better. And how many of us have had that? You know, we want to say, oh yeah, God, yeah, I know you got this, but you know, really, I've got it. I can do it. You know, I don't need your help right now. I'll call you if I need you, but I'll go ahead and do this. Let me stir that pot up myself first and get it all nice and messy. And then when I'm done with it and can't do anything else with it, then I'll beg for your help because I've really messed it up. No one, on the other hand, who is proud will ever have God's grace or anything of God. Pride says, I can do it better. Pride prevents us from following God's plan, and that leads to sin. Pride leads to destruction. It takes us off on the path that God has put us on. James chapter 4, verse 6 says, that is why Scripture says God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humility is not hanging over our head, is not hanging our head down. Quite opposite. Humility is understanding and believing that God's ways are right. Humility is trusting God's ability to lead and direct us. Humility is depending on God, but depend upon self makes it impossible to learn or receive what God has to offer. 2 Chronicles, verse 7, chapter 14 says, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Humility is obeying God. But a lot of people today want to just rely on themselves. And they have put human ability in place of God's grace. We want to take credit for all that we have. God requires humility from everyone. Proverbs 11, verse 2 says, "When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom." Let's look at that again. When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. God despises pride and rises up those that are humble. But how do we know if we are prideful? How can we make sure that we are of Christ? God loves humble people, but despises the proud. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18. "Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall." So if you want to please God, we will need to learn to be humble and not have pride. In spite of this, we can be proud of our children and our grandchildren because of their accomplishments. I think every parent is, but we know that even these sayings come from God. All gifts are born of the Father. King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon was the ultimate example of pride. He boasted that he built a great Babylon by his own power and for his own glory. And because of this, God humbled him, causing him to be driven from his kingdom and lived like an animal until he recognized God's power. John the Baptist was a forerunner for Jesus, and he preached repentance and prepared the people for the ministry of Christ. Jesus called him a great man, yet John humbled himself and said that he was not even fit to loosen the straps of Christ's sandal. The lesson that can be learned from John the Baptist are to be humble. Let's take a look at ourselves. Are we humble or are we full of pride? James chapter 4, verse 10, "Humble yourselves before the Lord and he will lift you up." Humbling ourselves means that our worth comes from God alone. He and only he is worthy of such praise. All of our attributes, our athletics, the arts, knowledge, and all come from the one and only God our Father. Because these all come from Him, We have no need to be prideful, but to remain humble in gratitude for the gifts He has given us. Let's look at the gifts that God has given each and every one of us. They may be different, but they're all of God. One could be music, one could be baking, one could be numbers or mechanics. You may even be an artist, and the list goes on. I battle with pride all the time. It's hard not to tell someone when you do something good. I was told a long time ago that when you do something good for someone, you need to keep it to yourself. To boast about it is prideful. True humility is to do it and not say anything. We as humans seem to want to get the praise. Get that attaboy. Even the disciples struggled with pride at one point. They argued about which of them was the greatest. Luke chapter 9 verse 46, an argument started among the disciples as to which of them would be the greatest. Jesus, knowing their thoughts, took a little child and had him stand beside him. Then he said to them, "Whoever welcomes this little child in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me, the one who sent me, for he who is least among you all is the greatest." In closing, look around yourself. It is with humility that you go about your daily business, or do you seek the praise? Even Christ washed the feet of his disciples as a true sign of humility. Remember, humility is service to others. Humility is submitting to God's will. Being humble is strength through God. May each and everyone here find peace and love through the humility in their own lives. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the word that you had to share, Father. May we remain humble, Father, in all that we do. May we give you credit for everything that goes on, Father. For you alone are worthy, Father. You alone are the only one, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, Father. Amen.